Item 2, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational update regarding file number Res 1156, inventory of decorative art, furniture, and other articles of historic or aesthetic significance owned by Milwaukee County. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Would you introduce yourself for our watching, our viewing audience out there in TV
land? Absolutely. Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. My name is Amy Pahacek. I'm the Director of Risk Management. I am here with Mr. Gary Wozak, who is the Facilities Director. And we are appearing on behalf of Mr. Don Tyler, the DOS Director, who very apologetically has to miss this morning. He has a conflict. So we are here to provide an informational report on a resolution that was passed back in March of 2011 at the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee, wherein the committee had directed the various department heads in the county to conduct an inventory of their decorative art, furniture, and other articles of historic or aesthetic significance that were in their department and owned by the county. Back in May of 2014, Chairman and Supervisor Broderick had requested an update and a follow-up as to what had occurred following the resolution from March of 2011. Back in 2011, there was supposed to be a report back to the committee as well as to the board. Since that predates the current DOS administration, we had to research what occurred back in 2011. And what we found was that following that resolution in March, there had been a substantial amount of work done initially to inventory all of the items. And for whatever reason, and I can't give an explanation, but my apologies, a report was not given back to the committee or to the board. So what we were able to do was locate two databases from the work done in 2011. One of them was primarily focused on furniture, and the other one was a little bit more focused on the fine arts, the paintings and drawings. We combined them into one database, and the highlights are given to you in this informational report. We did not want to give all of the specific details about the values or the locations of the art. We can give that to you separately. We didn't want to publish it in a public record at this time. But the inventory is not entirely complete. Not all of the paintings or the furniture have an appraised value in there. And at this time, unfortunately, we don't really have the resources to go back and complete the entire inventory process, although we do have two separate initiatives currently going on now that will definitely get us closer to more centralized asset management and a better record of our inventory. And the first one is procurement. We're moving to a model of centralized procurement going forward. I think you guys are aware currently at the department that many of the department heads themselves do purchasing at the department level. This does not leverage our buying power. We're not utilizing economies of scale if we're not being one countywide buyer. So that's definitely a best practice approach. And the other initiative that we are pursuing right now is getting a better handle on the fine arts for insurance renewal purposes if we don't have the appraised value and a very good schedule of our arts. Of course, then we can't properly insure them. So those two current initiatives will get us a little bit closer to where we need to be.
Thank you. Questions by committee members? My concern was, when I authored this resolution, to have a complete inventory that told us not only what we possessed, but where we could find it. And I think that very much was lacking, and it's not due to this administration nor the past one. This has been going on for decades, I think. And buried, squirreled away in nooks and crannies throughout the courthouse and all of the county-owned property are a number of very valuable pieces, oftentimes of art. But for instance, you'll recall that we had brass mailboxes that were next to the elevators many, many years ago. On a tour of the basement, I saw some of those down there kind of sitting in an aisleway. And my sense is they have historic value at very least. We ought to know where they are when we want to recover them or when we want to insure them or whatever. So I'm appreciative of your efforts to date, and I don't think that the lack of resources should inhibit our completion of this thing. I think it's a matter of finding the money and putting it in the budget to complete this so that we have that rounded inventory of county-owned possessions. You know, the Parks Department, I think Mr. Dargle, Director Dargle, brought to my attention, and John, maybe you could comment on this, that the Parks Department owns much of the stuff within the Pabst Mansion.
That's correct.
And that would be part of the inventory. Now, you've gone ahead and done that on your own and made sure that we have a thorough inventory. But, you know, it's a top-down examination of where these things are and making sure that, you know, things that are not inventoried could walk without notice. That's the polite way of putting it.
I don't disagree, yes.
So my hope it would be that the executive's office would provide the necessary funding to accomplish this in short order. It's languished for years. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure how much historical stuff is downstairs. I've made the tour. There's also a lot of junk. There's also a lot of broken desks, broken tables in the hallway, okay, that shouldn't be there, okay, and I'm not sure why they're not being discarded. But I think the other thing, Mr. Chairman, is that we seem to have a lot of furniture, and because we have a lot of furniture or surplus furniture, we should make that available to people that are employees that are looking to do something for their offices or whatever in lieu of buying new furniture, okay? I've seen it actually happen up here where supervisors have bought chairs or whatever that really we could have gone downstairs and gotten one. So I would hope that besides any kind of historical stuff that we try to recycle, if you will, what's usable and discard the junk that we have. For us to say we don't have junk down there is wrong. I've seen it.
No, and I don't think anyone's saying that. I think those are good suggestions, but the fact is that this is less about furniture, and even then we can't access it if we don't know where it is. But more about portraits of past public officials that are buried in judges' chambers throughout the, and that kind of thing.
Chairman, supervisors, some good points were made. The surplus furniture that comes in, facilities is, maybe it's a bad phrase, but the dumping ground for surplus furniture. A lot of departments do reutilize and ask to search through surplus for items they need before they look to purchase. That's not to say we do get a lot of furniture that comes down because new furniture has displaced it and we just get the old stuff. But to the chairman's point, maybe as an analogy like the Antiques Roadshow, there may be a lot of old, discarded pictures that occupants of the building have just left aside, essentially surplus. And within that might be mixed in the portrait one or two that the chairman mentions that a complete inventory would show that out, but it is difficult to get rid of a lot of the lower end without knowing what's the high end.
Any further questions from committee members? Thank you for your efforts. We'll probably be asking for a report back sometime after the budget is completed.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Item number three, please.